I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado is now the first state in the nation to allow school nurses to administer medical marijuana to students. As 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budden reports, not all nurses may be on board.
Tammy Walbrink is the president of the Colorado Association of School Nurses. She says the primary reason children may be prescribed medical marijuana is for seizures. But Walbrink says she and other school nurses have some concerns about administering the drug because marijuana is still illegal under federal law.
Nurses could actually lose their license. They also would be at risk for losing their malpractice insurance.
Individual nurses, as well as schools and districts, are allowed to opt out under the new law. And Walbrink says she wouldn't be surprised if many of them do. But she says students still have options.
The parent can actually come to the school and provide the medication, the marijuana, to their student and then leave.
In the Mountain West, only Colorado and Montana have legalized medical marijuana. Voters in Utah will decide on this issue in November. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Colorado's highest court will not review a lower court's ruling that a man who acknowledges killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic can be given medication against his will. Robert Deer has been held at the state mental health hospital in Pueblo since being declared legally incompetent 2 years ago. The Colorado Court of Appeals in January upheld a lower court's ruling that Deer could be forcibly medicated. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.